The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.
Welcome to Spotify's second quarter 2020 earnings conference call.
Yes, Spotify had their earnings call yesterday. Spotify now has 299 million monthly active users, up 29% from a year ago. 62 million people are listening to podcasts every month. That's up by 6 million. But the amount of podcast listening, however, has more than doubled. And from the call, here's Daniel Ek talking about exclusivity.
It's really all about creating the best overall user experience. Now, that said, exclusivity is a key component of that strategy. We want to create more and more original programming that only exists on Spotify. This quarter, you started seeing some of those announcements come in a big way. Obviously, that's something we're pursuing with creators, but it's important that we are an open platform and we're seeing more and more content. Over 1.5 million shows are now available on Spotify, and about 50% of them was created in 2020. It's impossible, even if we wanted to have all of that content exclusively on our platform. So it's going to be a mix of all of those things going forward.
Now, Ek mentions 1.5 million shows, 50% of which launched in 2020 on Spotify. Apple has about 500,000 shows as well, but only 25% of them launched in 2020, which is interesting. There's more numbers in our show notes and our newsletter today. Meanwhile, Spotify's hiring for a senior podcast producer for all elements of Spotify's internal podcasts, and a content operations associate to build and manage a team of podcast moderators and curators for Anchor. There's more at podjobs.net. Spotify's also been seen testing shareable quote cards for their new Michelle Obama show, which launched this week. In other news, Podcast Day 2020, planned for October 26th in London, will now be an online event. The physical event has been postponed to 2021. Art19 announced a new partnership with Bertelsmann's Audio Alliance in Germany. The news brings more than 100 podcasts to Art19 from Europe's most talented entertainers and celebrities. Podcast Movement Virtual wants to hear from you if you would like to be a speaker at that event. Grant Vahl, a former Sports Illustrated journalist, is working with sports podcast network Blue Wire as part of a serious journalism channel. And Anne Frisby from AdsWiz and Brad Smith from Simplecast spoke to me at the RAIN Global Business Summit yesterday. Smith spoke about the additional targeting opportunities from making audio more personalized, which Simplecast offers in a number of ways. Frisby highlighted the auto transcription services that AdsWiz offer, which allows advertisers to advertise alongside individual topics or to avoid them completely.
Hey, welcome to Stuck in the 80s. And yeah, we finally get to say this. Stuck in the 80s is officially 15 years old today.
You say it's your birthday. It's my birthday too.
Yes, congratulations to Stuck in the 80s, which celebrates its 15th year in podcasting. They're marking the occasion with a sparkly new website and a Patreon membership. Remember that cringy first date? The Dating Hall of Fame is a new podcast from Laura Whitmore in the UK, chatting with celebrity guests about their most embarrassing first date faux pas. And hey, Entercom's Cadence 13 has a new release, Zach to the Future. It features Saved by the Bell's Zach Morris, actor Mark Paul Gosselaar, watching the show for the first time ever since walking off the set in 1993. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.